I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Don't rage trade just yet.
Sit down and strap in for the Ultimate Super Coach Podcast. It's time to win your leagues and dominate your mates.
This is the Jewel Position Podcast, hosted by Whisperer and Adriana Soros.
Yesterday, it was a little bit drab with the Dragons, but we're going to bring a bit more life to the podcast, a little bit more Supercoach relevant players to talk about. Opposite ends of the ladder, in my mind. For listeners for the other day, they know I have the Roosters in first place, and I'm pretty optimistic about South finishing second this year, Ado?
Yeah, you have. You've got them second, so, you know, who knows? You maybe even have Penrith in fourth or out of the top four. I've got them in third. The Bunnies. I'm hopeful this year that they, are there and about in that top four. I really like seeing them succeed, and I like seeing them in finals. You get those rivalry matches between them and the Bunnies and stuff. They eliminated the Bunnies last year. So it'll be really good to see them up there and about. I think they had, Murray was injured for a number of weeks last year. They had Latrell only half of the year. So you imagine probably their two best players.
A rookie halfback as well in his first year. Yep. So a lot to like about Souths.
Yep, definitely. So I've got them top three. They're in third for me.
I won't leave Panthers fans hanging. I've got you also in third, just before I start getting abuse in the comments.
They're like, we've won two premierships in a row, mate. Come on.
Exactly. Look, yesterday we spoke about Jacob Little. We're going to go opposite ends of the spectrum here and talk about Damien Cook. Now, everyone's raving about Harry Grant. I am the number one, ticket holder of the Harry Grant fan club. I love the bloke to death. But Damien Cook only averaged 2 points less than Harry Grant. Is there possibility that he can rival Grant, or do you think that he's going to slip down to maybe the third best hooker behind Robson? Is Cook a viable option if you do want to zig when others are going for Grant?
Yeah, look, I think, Grant was the guy last year, and he was still in a minute share, wasn't he? Probably more than he's going to be in this year. So if you think that, is their situation the same? You think that with the Cheese going over to the Chooks, who's really going to spell Harry Grant for many minutes? I don't know if Harry can do 80 minutes a game, but I think there'll be a lot of games where he does play 80 minutes, where last year he probably played 65, 70 minutes. So I think that Harry Grant is the guy you've got to go with, because he's probably going to be on for a bit more. Yeah. But last year, Cook did absolutely surprise me, because I thought that he was on the downslide, and he wasn't. He averaged 75. He was quite a bit cheaper, wasn't he, to start the year than Harry Grant last year? And I would feel no I'm not going to personally pick him instead of Harry Grant, but if you were going to go double guns, I think it's going to be those two at the top of the pile again. I ran home with Harry Grant and Robson last year, because we got Robson at like 300K, and we were able to just hold him for the rest of the year because he was so good. I think that there's a fair bit of value in hooker this year for you to go one gun and one sort of midi. I think Brandon Smith makes sense as a second one. So you can take your pick. I think I've chatted to a few people today, have gone a Robson. So if you're of a Damien Cook persuasion, go for it. I reckon he'll still be quite good this year.
Yeah, I don't see big enough regression for me to talk you off him. If you send me your team and it's just like, look, I've got Damien Cook here because I just really don't want to go Harry Grant, that's totally cool. I'm not going to say no. It's not like a no-brainer pick where, some people have sent me their teams and they've got Hodgson over Smith, whereas that's a situation where I'd say, look, you need Smith. But if you have Cook, then I think he's perfectly fine. As with Cam Murray, 749K, bloke's an absolute star, just big minutes, attacking stats in the middle, takes the line on, racks up the base stats, has the attacking playability of an Isaiah Yeo or a Victor Radley, but also just that hard work and that really good PPM. 749K, he's the top echelon of 2RF. You drop down to guys like Matter or Fafita or Crichton, but Murray is just established.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you don't like watching a David Fafita roller coaster, your opposite pick is Cam Murray, who is absolutely safe as houses. You have plans, I think, to get to Cam Murray as soon as you possibly can. I had him last year, and it was one of the good things I had done to start the year. I had Angus round one, and I didn't love what I saw, so I went straight to Murray. And he went straight into work. You know, he's an absolute weapon of a player for Supercoach. I think he'll be there at the pointy end of the season. Look, he is expensive, isn't he? 750K. So is that – what was it Fafita cost? 600? Is it 600?
Fafita was like 680 from memory.
Oh, yeah, well, look, you know, if you've got an extra 60, you know, lying around, which I don't know if you do, I really think that he could be the guy. I reckon just- Angus – Murray and Fafita, I'm tipping for the top three this year.
Fafita, if you're picking Fafita, you've got to understand what you're getting yourself into. You can't be upset when the scores are 45 because he's going to get 130 the next week. Like you, whereas Cam Murray, you know, safe as houses, Mr. Consistent week in, week out. Yeah, just absolute star. A guy that, you know, I really liked 2 years ago, didn't really come on, you know, that season that I was tipping him, but last year just really, really exploded, and that's Keon Kolomatungi. Now, 701K in the 2RF, you know, slightly a little bit more expensive than Angus Crichton, but, you know, I think Kolomatungi is another one that's similar to Damien Cook. If you wanted to go away from, you know, the absolute, you know, mainstream pick, I'm not against Keon Kolomatungi either. I think he is someone that could be in your team all season long if you picked him round one.
Yeah, well, look, he's over 700K. The average was 66 last year. I felt like with him, though, it was 100. You know, he would get a 100.
Or
a
50, yeah.
Yeah, or a 50, and that's how he sort of gets his average to the 66. You start going wide of their good side of the field, their left. You know, that's where he plays, doesn't he? On the left,
lines up on the right. I don't know. Look, I've not done enough study, but even still, like South put up enough points where it's spread evenly. You know, we've got someone like Alex Johnson on this gun list, who's a left winger. We've also got Campbell Graham, who's the right sided centre. So the points get spread very evenly.
Yeah, what I do like about Kolomatungi is he's probably just a hair off Origin. Whereas people like Angus Crichton and Murray are going to go off to Origin, aren't they? So Keon, he was durable. He played 24 games last year. It'll be hundreds or 50s, and you'll look like a genius, and you'll win your head-to-heads on those weeks where he gets hundreds. I don't mind it. You know, have something different about your team. Yeah. You know, don't all go with the same players as everyone else, and he definitely had it. That's got to have been his best average,
yeah,
I reckon.
Yeah, he's not someone that I feel is overpriced because of, like, you know, an anomaly year last year. I do think that he is definitely building in his career. And I think, you know, we saw his best last year. I think this year we could definitely see, you know, his best again.
We shaped up to big Clemmer.
He did.
Those games. I loved that. He didn't take a backward step, so I like him.
Now, we mentioned when you're buying someone like Fafita, you know exactly what you're getting yourself into. And you know exactly what you're getting yourself into with Alex Johnson. This guy, absolutely not for round one. Souths have a shocking opening start to the draw to the year. I think their first four rounds are one of the toughest. And you know, it's very reliant on how Latrell goes. And Alex Johnson, I will own him at some point this year. Souths go and runs. He scores 300s in a row by just falling over. Alex Johnson is the reason why I hate Supercoach scoring at times, but. Yeah. You know, you can't deny that he falls over the line and gets, you know, a lot of points. But for me, I can't spend 713.
No, well, that's right. 30 tries a year and you want a slice of that. He's done it like year after year after year. Alex Johnston is exactly the kind of player that we wait every single year for him to bottom out. When he gets to that bottom out price and you can get him, because he'll have like single digit games where there's no tries and he'll drop big cash. He'll get down to 500K and then you pounce.
Yeah.
No one's going to be, you know, why would you be taking Alex Johnston on a hard draw to start the year at his max price when you could go somebody like a Val when the Cowboys, you know, have a soft draw or Brian Tottle for a couple of 100K cheaper,
yeah.
Fully fit and in the Penrith Panthers. So I'll be watching Alex Johnston, and as soon as I get that price where it's bottoming out, you know, if the draw looks good and he's bottomed out, he's straight into my team.
The thing with someone like Val is he's also got that 20 points a game in goal kicking, which props him up as well, which saves those horror scores. So Val's floor is probably closer to 50, whereas AJ's floor is can be single digits, which is not ideal. You know, I was happy to take a punt on Xavier Coates last year at 350k for single digit scores, but at 700. And look, these prices are inflated. The old price, I think he was still 660. It's just too much. If I did want a piece of the South Sydney backline, I'd much rather take a punt on, you know, Campbell Graham, 664k. He's a guy that, you know, does have that safer floor. He's got a good base in him. He's got a lot of tackle breaks. He loves taking the ball onto the line. I think with a fit Turbo and a fit Latrell, we might not see Origin calling for Campbell Graham just yet.
Yeah, I really love Campbell Graham. I'm a big fan of Campbell Graham as a footballer. You know, his price, you know, people are going a Brian or a Val, or, you know, you could go a Campbell Graham. I reckon he's going to be a steady scorer all year long. And I think every year that I see him play, I think he looks a little better, you know. So yep. I think he could get even a little bit better this year. So, yeah, I think the Origin is probably a long shot for him. I do prefer others to start the year personally for my team. But, you know, if I was choosing between Alex Johnston right now or Campbell Graham, I'd probably take Campbell Graham because I think he's a lot more relative to his price of what he'll score right from the outset.
I've never looked at anyone more expensive than Brian To'o, just ever since the game opened. So maybe I'm not the kind of person that can talk you onto an expensive centre wing. It's just not my style of play. But yeah, 664k, if you really want to go against the grain, I definitely do not hate the pick at all. I'm definitely trying to find the money for Latrell Mitchell, though. He just came back last year like a house on fire and absolutely brained it. I remember I think he had 3 weeks in a row of just like massive scores, and I kept saying like, oh, you know, it'll come down. It never stopped, and I had to get him in ASAP. And 889k, it's a big, big price tag. But, you know, he was fixture-proof last year. We keep saying Souths have this pretty bad draw to start the season. He is matchup-proof.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing we answered last year. When he came back from that America trip, people were like, oh, it's a hard few games, but he came and averaged like 89 or something. It was something amazing right from the outset. He proved that he is matchup proof. He's in a real happy sort of part of his career, I think. And if he stays injury-free, you know, I think he looks like a safer bet than a lot of the other ones who have got a lot of question marks on. Yeah, their value, Tommy Trbojevic and a Pappenhausen, but do any of us have a great deal of confidence starting with them? You know, no. Probably the best combo that you could possibly do is, you know, Teddy and Latrell.
Then you go Teddy Trell. You and I are both big fans of Cleary Hines. It's a lot of money that he's spending, but you spend that money and you probably never have to spend it. You have to never have to move off those guys all year. You're saving yourself four trades in those positions by doing that, and you'd have to probably sacrifice elsewhere. But I definitely think Trell is worth it. You know, I think he's just going to go better and better. The problem with Trell, though, is he took a lot of points away from Cody Walker, priced at 602k this year. And I don't see a whole lot changing for Cody Walker this year.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think that Latrell's the man. You know, I was complaining last year that I thought that Cody was getting ripped off try assists that were really made by him. And the way that the Supercoach has scored now, they just go to that sweeping fullback yeah. And it's going to go to Latrell. So half the year last year, there was no Latrell. Looks like we're going to have Latrell right from the start, and as long as he stays injury-free, you think that it's going to go all to him, the try assists, and I don't think Cody's going to be, you know, I don't even think Cody will be the top.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for, but you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
five, top four maybe in the 5-8 position this year.
Yeah, look at that. It's totally fair call. You're right with the scoring. Like, it's just, it took away from Cody's, you know, output, and we can complain all we want, but at the end of the day, it's how it's being scored, so we need to adjust to it as super coaches, and I just don't think Cody Walker is viable. Look, I've been podcasting Ado now. This is my third season doing it. Season one, I was very anti Jai Arrow. Season two, I was very pro Jai Arrow. Season three, I really could not care less, but you've wanted to chuck him in here as a bum. Price at 587K. Last year, he had the dual, you know, front row forward 2RF. This year, it's just 2RF only, and you're not a fan at all.
No, not really. I don't know. Like, he's... You know, he's probably going to start in the second row there for them. Last year, you know, I think it was because he was value last year. He was a midi, and people started, and he was scoring, you know, okay enough to go up in value ever so slowly. This year, priced at 587. I mean, how much is Reuben Cotter? You know, like, can you pick him in the second row, or is he only front row?
Cotter, I think he's only front row forward, unfortunately. Oh,
But look, you've got people like Adam Elliott in the 400s, you know. I much prefer them, I think, this year. They're like the Jai Arrow, because you've got a discount on them this year. And there's nothing wrong with Jai Arrow. I think he'll score 50, 55, but he's priced at a 587 to start the year. And that's just not what we got that last year. We got the price.
I know that, you know, you don't like the bloke, but for 30K more, you can get John Bateman.
Johnny Bateman. Yeah, well, I mean, look, Bateman, we've well and truly seen that he's come in at probably a little better price than we thought.
Yeah, he was end up being priced at 55, I'm pretty sure. At 59, sorry. Priced at 59, which is, you know, 622K now. So, yeah, he's priced, you know, slightly more than Arrow. I'd much rather take a punt on Bateman, because I put this on my Instagram the other day. Like, at his absolute worst, do we think John Bateman averages less than 59, really? I don't think so.
I think he'll get to 60 average.
Yeah, at his worst. So you're taking a risk-free punt, whereas Arrow just doesn't present any value, no huge upside for me. And, yeah, I'm very blasé about him because I really don't care. I think a reason, you know, for Arrow's prominence last year was Liam Knight was sort of in and out of the side. This year, hopefully finds himself injury-free. 2RF front row forward, available at dual, 339K. I've got him as a bit of a bounce back.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's been troubled with some HIA stuff, hadn't he? And some symptoms that sort of lingered on for a while. So, you know, fingers crossed for him. He's fully fit and fully healthy. And I think those are kind of like for like, you know, and I think he'll probably steal some minutes.
Yeah, definitely. Look, it was a rough year for Lachie Ilias at times. Was hooked. I remember one game he played a shocking first half and was hooked. But I think it made him a better player, and he comes in this year, 363K, probably the pick of the cheapy halfbacks. Can we go back to the well? I know a lot of people started with him last year, and, you know, the emergence of Brad Schneider very, very late into the preseason last year led a lot of people to run double cheapy halfbacks. It's very, very slim this year, but, you know, can Lachie Ilias find a way into people's sides at 363?
Yeah, look, it is a hard draw to start the year, so I don't know if I'm keen. There's probably, I mean, I'm going two premium halves. If I was going to go a cheaper one, you know, what I'll say as a pro for him is that I really thought he came of age. You know,
looked good back end last year.
Back end, he played a good finals campaign and sort of into finals. So I think he really found his groove. I think he found his confidence in first grade. I think he's probably a lot better than 363. I think he could be sort of like a Sam Walker type.
Yeah, like mid 500s.
Yeah, I think you'll get to mid 500s. So it could be, I mean, depending on your build, if you're going to go cheap in there, he's going to be one of the ones that you could go. And I expect him to be better this year than he was a rookie first year. And I think he matured really nicely throughout the year last year. So I'm expecting him to do even more this year.
Yeah, he's not someone that I'm going to take Hines or Cleary out for, just the way I've structured my team. But if, you know, something came up and I needed the funds elsewhere and I had to take someone out, then, you know, Lachie Ilias is probably my next guy up in my team. Look, a lot of people play fantasy. A lot of people play Supercoach. In NRL fantasy, price changes every week. In Supercoach, it's, you know, a rolling 3-week average. Some people don't like it, but I think the stocks of Isaac Thompson will definitely benefit from this 3-week rolling average because we do have Tane Milne lingering with his suspension. Isaac Thompson will probably start round one, but I think we're going to get a good look. We're going to get 2 weeks to look at him and make sure he retains that spot before taking the plunge. At 334K, I've hyped him up plenty. I really, really like him. I think he could be Brian To'o, you know, light, like the cheap version of Brian To'o, but I just want to make sure he gets that. He holds the start over Tane Milne, who I personally don't rate that highly, but, you know, I'm not the coach.
Yeah, well, that's it. We'd be lying if we said we were that confident. They've picked what's Tane Milne there before, and you know, but they have shipped a few players on in Mansour and old mate over to the Chooks there. So it's one position for between two blokes.
Yeah, I think the backline undeniably the backline will be Latrell at fullback, AJ one wing, Campbell Graham and Tass in the centres. And then your right wing spot will be up for between Milne and Thompson. And I'm pretty confident Thompson starts round one, but does he hold?
Better. I really think he looked good in there. I think that, I mean, personally, Tane Milne, he's a bit of a liability, isn't he?
Yeah. We saw that last year when he got suspended, just doing stupid stuff.
Yeah, and doing them at important times in games and just getting too hot under the collar. I mean, look, a bit of aggression is one thing, but I reckon Thompson looks a fit for the South Sydney team. You know, you've already got Cody Walker and Latrell for hot-headedness, you know. He just fits into their sort of slick backline movements, I reckon, better. I'm confident that he'll hold, but I'm not 100% sure. But like you said, we get a look at that first couple of weeks, and if he's absolutely braining it, it's not going to be any. I think it's his position to lose. Okay. That's how I'll put it.
Are you starting with him? That's the question. Are you taking faith, or are you going to wait until we know what's happening?
Nah, I got him. I've got him in. Look, Milne is suspended, but does that mean he can play trials?
I think he's eligible to come back from round two.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, if it's, we'll know before price changes, won't we? So
yeah, that's the thing.
It'll be one of those ones that we'll be like, damn. But look, our thoughts are we think he's passed the eye test, probably better than me.
Hey, what you could do is start with Thompson, and then if he's dropped round two, Sloan gets named, flick him to Sloan.
That's right. Well, there you go, because we don't know about Sloan. So
if you don't want to take Thompson and Sloan, maybe take one, and then, you know, assess week two.
Yep, I reckon that's a plan. But I think he looks a likely customer to me, and I've got him in the team currently.
When it comes to making money at South, it's all up in the middle for me. I've got Harm Sele, Daniel Saluka-Fifita, Davey Moali. I think you can chuck a blanket over all three of these guys. They're all priced between 334 and 312K, with Sele being the most expensive and Moali being the cheapest. I guess a tick for Sele is he's available at 2RF and front row forward, whereas Saluka-Fifita and Moali are available at front row forward. I think Sele gets a spot, no doubt. But I think the last bench spot, maybe like the 17 jersey, is between Saluka-Fifita and Moali.
Yeah, I completely agree. I really actually kind of liked what I saw from Sele last year, and yeah. I think he's probably going to be somebody that's, you know, useful to them in their bench rotations. And I think it is. It's one spot up for grabs. Look, you know, Saluka-Fifita and Moali, I think they both look like they've got a bit about them. So it could be one or the other. And would you be happy to take Saluka-Fifita if he got the... I mean, he's only 10K more.
Yeah, he's 247. I think, you know, if we're judging bottom dollar price ranges off 200K, you know, he's only slightly more than that. So whoever gets the most prominent role, I think we'll take. I can't split hairs between, you know, Murdoch Masilla, Saluka-Fifita, Moali, Sean Kepi, Franklin Pele. I think all these guys, whoever gets the more prominent role, is the one that we start with. You know, Willison from the Broncos as well, another one to chuck in there. So, yeah, that's going to, I guess, do it for the Rabbitohs. Plenty to talk about, plenty of top-heavy guns. Out of this list that we've sort of mentioned today, any of these guys absolutely nailed on. I know Latrell's very hard to find a price for, and Cam Murray's is tip top. Are any of these guys in your team right now, or would you have to do some jigging around to get them in?
Look, no, none of the high priced guys are in there. I've gone, you know, for a cut price, David Fifita. I'm going for Harry Grant, and I'm going midi in a Brandon Smith on my bench. The one that you know, I'm feeling nervous about Tommy Trbojevic, who I've got in my fullback position. I have gone for a premium centre winger in Val. And that could be the area where I cut down on the dollars and I get Tommy Trbojevic up to a Latrell to start the year. I feel confident that he's matchup proof. I think that that, you know, if Tommy stays fit all year long, he could probably be in the top three, top four, you know, perhaps could probably, if he comes back from this knee, that's probably your top four, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I really feel like it could be Latrell and Teddy right up the pointy end. So that could be the only thing that I reckon I do change and the only South player that I do sort of work around getting into my team would be Trell.
Understandable, understandable. Well, I think we're going to be talking about one man tomorrow that is in your side right now, and that's Nico Hines, and we'll touch on the Cronulla Sharks tomorrow. But until then, mate, we'll talk soon.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.